Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your WTUZ News. Ridgewood local schools are on a two-hour delay this morning due to high water. Safety forces are more vigilant when it comes to drugs and overdoses throughout the country, state, and in Tuscarawas County. Our local quick response team was established in October 2017, consisting of deputies, counselors, and EMS personnel. New Philadelphia Mayor Joel Day praises the work the quick response team is doing in their efforts to help those with an addiction problem.
What they have planned for this year to focus more on using social media to better educate the public about the services available to cure addiction and to fight drug dealing.
He notes the City Health Department is assisting in the efforts through an opiate recovery treatment with Vivitrol, which can help prevent alcohol and drug abuse.
And also, our police chief Goodwin and our whole police force is very much involved in the activities of the opiate task force.
For more information about services the New Philadelphia Health Department provides, visit WTUZ.com. A promotion was made in a local nonprofit organization that serves children by providing them with a big brother or sister. After serving Big Brothers Big Sisters of East Central Ohio for 9 years, Beverly Perch is named the president and CEO of the New Philadelphia-based program. She graduated from Kent State University with a Bachelor's of Arts in Psychology and Justice Studies. Another BBBS promotion is the role of Development Director of Olivia Scaley. This position is responsible for developing relationships between the nonprofit and the community. Scaley joined Big Brothers Big Sisters in 2017 and holds a Bachelor's of Arts degrees in Nonprofit and Sociology. Big Brothers Big Sisters is a program that mentors the youth by matching volunteers. Visit www.bigsforkids.com to learn more about this program. In state news, organizers in Ohio are beginning to plan for the NFL centennial celebration in 2 years. Officials in Canton haven't yet announced any of the events for the week-long celebration in the city that's the birthplace of the NFL. Professional Football Hall of Fame officials say they expect it will be the biggest gathering in the history of football. In sports news, the Pacers stunned the Cavs yesterday and took Game 1 at the Q 98-80. LeBron James had 24 points in the loss. Game 2 is Wednesday night in Cleveland. The Columbus Blue Jackets topped Washington 5-4 in overtime last night. The Blue Jackets now own a 2-0 series lead. Game 3 is in Columbus on Tuesday night. The Pittsburgh Penguins beat Philadelphia 5-1. The Penguins are now up 2-1 in that series. This newscast is brought to you by Anderson Propane Services, your neighbor working for you. Your Z Country forecast is up next.
Is your propane company built to handle propane emergencies that come with storms? Well, Anderson Propane has built their company to do just that. They have over 500,000 gallons of propane storage and a family-owned trucking company that delivers propane when you need it. Other suppliers could just let your propane run out. Anderson Propane leads the industry with four-wheel drive delivery trucks, 500,000 gallons of propane storage, and a family-owned transport company to keep a never-ending supply of propane ready for any emergency. With Anderson Propane, you should never experience a propane shortage or transportation problem. They can weather the storms with no weak links. Open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday and an emergency number to ensure you have access to them 24/7. The clear choice is Anderson Propane. Call them today at 888-596-5153 and be sure to visit them on Facebook. Anderson Propane, your neighbor working for you.
Much colder today with a cloudy sky. We'll continue to see some showers, although the threat of heavy rain has ended. Temperatures holding steady throughout the day in the lower 40s. Cold enough we could see some snow showers mix in later today. Better chance of seeing those snow showers tonight. Snow accumulation less than an inch, but some of the grassy surfaces can get a whitening. Low temperature drops down to 31. Tuesday, cloudy with snow showers, breezy and cold, high of 40. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news, sports, and weather, don't forget to visit WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.